Here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and good Sunday morning to you. God has given us another day. This is the day the Lord has made, and the Bible said we could and we should rejoice and be glad therein. I'm rejoicing today because I'm able to be on the radio. I thank God that you're there listening, and without you, why would I have to be here? I'm thanking God for your presence and the presence of God, and most of all, that we can worship God together and worship Him in spirit and in truth. So let's get ready to our broadcast and do a song I've been doing for a long time. And this one says, "Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be." Today I went back to the place where I used to go. Today I saw some old friends that I used to know. Now when they ask me what has happened, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore.
Daddy now, because you see you got a brand new daddy now.
Thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears flows down my face, I try to tell them, thanks to Calvary, we don't live here anymore. Thanks to Calvary.
Changes lives, and I wouldn't give you a dime for something that didn't change my life. I've been changed through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. And today, God can change you. And I thank God that's the message I preach. Something to Believe In tells you that you can be changed from the old creature into a brand new creature. The Bible said, behold, all things become brand new. I mean, you go down to the store and you buy something, you expect something new. You don't have to buy nothing used. And God doesn't give you anything used. I don't understand that. I had a lady one time, well, I don't know there's a lady. I had to apologize for that. But someone wrote me a letter one time and said, Brother Tommy, could you explain this, explain that? Is a long list of things I had to explain, and I prayed about it. I'm very humble about stuff like that, because this person was truly searching for the answer. And I said, well, I prayed about it, and I prayed about it, and I thought about it, and I sent it back to him, and I said, well, God didn't call me to explain everything. He only called me to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what something to believe in is a proclaiming message that God can give you something to believe in. He can change you and make you into something brand new. Wouldn't you like to be a brand new person this morning? Are you tired of the old man you've been living, the old person you've been living? Well, why don't you let him change your life, okay? Let's go right back now and listen to this song, and I'll be right back in just a moment.
A country where no twilight shadows deepen, an ending day where night will never be, a city where the storm clouds cannot get. What heaven means to me. What will it be when we get over yonder and join the throat around the crystal sea?
Sounding as good as ever, but continue to pray for her. She's not doing any good at all. Sickness has invaded her body, and well, we get sick, and we have our afflictions, we have problems. He said in this world we'd have tribulations. I want to remember Ed and Mary Jo Ballingy. I haven't heard from these folks for a while. I hope that they're doing well, and I appreciate everyone. I appreciate James and Louise and all of the family up that way. I hope they're doing good. And then I haven't heard from Doris. I hope that Doris is doing well. As several people I haven't heard from, I hope that you're doing well and getting ready for Christmas. Well, Christmas is just around the corner. This is the first month, first Sunday of December. I will be over at the Pillar of Truth this Sunday, and they were having a cantata up at the Red Sulphur Baptist Church on the 16th at 7 o'clock, and they always have a good cantata, and then we'll be back at the Pillar of Truth. I go to the Red Sulphur Baptist Church on the second Sunday morning and the fourth Sunday night. And I worship the people up there, and they've been so faithful to help us in this radio ministry. And you know, that's what we need, is people that will be faithful. And he said, faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. And this broadcast is very important to a lot of people. I appreciate Carol and Ann Cole, and they're awfully good to help me, and I appreciate them. And then Bobby and Alicia Coulter and Cinda. And, well, if I go to mention names, I will leave someone out. But anyhow, I appreciate you all. I appreciate everybody, because you're helping me get the ministry out. And that's what's important, is the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we mean to know nothing among you except Jesus and him crucified. So today, I appreciate you, and I hope that you're listening. While resting one evening beside the road, I saw an old farmer in a field he just hoed. Now his face was brown, kind of wrinkled from the wind, as he was talking to the Lord, just like he'd been talking to a friend. "Well, sir," he said in a voice calm and quiet, "that corn pasture needs shucking. Got no string to tie it tight. Had no rain so long, Lord, the fields are mighty dusty. It's been so unbearable hot that the kids are getting right down fussy. Now that grass down in the meadow, why, it should be knee high. If we could just get a little shower, Lord, it might keep the cow from going dry. Oh, but listen to me, Lord. You'd think that I was right down ungrateful. Why, if you didn't know me, Lord, you'd even think that I was right down hateful. You would think I had forgotten about the new calf that you sent and all the money in the mail that took care of the rent. Ma's cold's better. Johnny's home to the Navy. And that good Sunday dinner, that chicken and dumplings, that good old gravy. That new preacher, Lord, you sent us. Why, Lord, he is a fine young man. Why, he's just getting those sinners converted to beat the band. Well, I guess I'll be moseying all alone, Lord. Don't want to take any more of your time. Guess there's just plenty of people that are waiting to call you on this line. Well, Lord, got to say good evening to you and watch over us tonight. And don't you go to worry about us, because, Lord, with your help and your care, I know that everything's going to be all right." I want to send it out to Don down at the Western Auto. He has helped me on the computer, and Don loves to hear me do those recitations. So, Don, that was especially for you. I hope that you enjoyed that as much as I enjoyed doing it. I love to do recitations. If you have a recitation you'd like to be done, just mail it to me, drop it to me in a letter, and I'll try to work it up. I love recitations, because recitations tell a message, and I don't want anything on this broadcast that doesn't tell about Jesus Christ. And that farmer, I think that I can understand his comfort and his discomfort. And there is good times and bad times, but we got to understand that God is God in the good times and the bad times. I think the McCamey said, "God on the mountain." Well, let's go right back. I'll be back in a minute with the message.
I have a source of strength when I am weak, that helps me through when life is pressing me. I have a source of power. Jesus shed on Calvary. Those precious blood stains were made there just for me. For all my sin, my sickness and my pain. To Calvary as I do, for there the healing, cleansing streams still flow.
Job said, everything I fear and everything I dreaded has happened to me. Another translation says, I feared a fear and it came to pass. The question I like to ask today, is fear only a state of the mind? There are people today that are imprisoned to many things. First of all, fear itself, because the Bible said fear hath torment. But today, fear is the thing that we must fear most. Because there is a spirit of fear in this day and time, especially, that is gripping the hearts of all of America. As a matter of fact, this fear has spread throughout our whole entire world. People are afraid on every hand. They don't know what's going to happen at the next turn. We become like animals in a cage, prancing to and fro, looking for freedom. Every living thing is yearning just to simply be free. But to be free in the mind. Because, you see, freedom is not only a state of the mind, but fear has gripped the heart. There was a movie not long ago called The Shawshank Redemption. And in that movie, you would get the idea of what it's like to spend the rest of your life behind bars. And maybe I'm speaking to some right now. And you know what it's like. Someone telling you when to rise, someone telling you when to lie down, when to eat your meals, and when to get out and go out into the courtyard so that you might have some fresh air. Again, I ask the question, is freedom only a state of the mind? You see, there are people so frozen by fear that they cannot experience real freedom. Yet one could make the argument that there are prisoners behind bars for a lifetime sentence that experience more freedom than many of us. There are people who are prisoners to many things. Maybe they're addicted to alcohol, cocaine, a reckless relationship. Fear keeps them home, no social life. There are people who cannot even leave their own homes, literally because they have panic attacks. I remember a lady who was battling with panic attacks, and she was told that the next time you have a panic attack, wherever you are or whatever you're doing, stop. And lie down right beside the subject that has caused the panic attack. Well, lo and behold, she was down at the grocery store buying groceries. She goes by a fruit stand, and all of a sudden the panic attack happened. She laid down right beside of the fruit stand. Many were laughed. Many were awed because of what she was doing. But she stayed there until she overcame the fear. Yes, and you, maybe you go through the same thing, panic attacks. We don't understand them, but it's a fear like no other fear that grips you. And all of a sudden, you become a slave to that fear, and therefore you have a panic attack. You see, they rely upon one another, and they cannot cope alone. Children will not even leave the parents, afraid to go to college, afraid to go to work, afraid to go to school, because fear has gripped their heart. We have more prisons built within the mind than we have in the prison houses. A young man once began a camp far into another country, and I cannot name the country because I don't know the country. But people would come to him, and they would want to escape from the realities of life. They wanted to get away from it all because of their nerves and because of fear and because of this and that was happening in their life. And they would pay a great sum, and they would get a one-way ticket to this place that was named I'll Fly Away. And when they got there, they were given new identity. They did not know where they were at. No one knew who they was. And several people had already taken this venture. But once you got there, you did become a brand new person. You became a new identity. You became a person that was unknown by anyone else. And I just wonder, after being there just for a little while, if the same problems that they had here, if they don't have them same problems there where they're at the place which is called a place where there is nobody. You see, you can visit any prison, any nursing home, and find people who experience more freedom than people who are physically free to come and go as they desire. Joseph never was a prisoner of the mind. He was a man that was sold by his own family, thrown into a pit. I called it that he went from a pit to a prison to the palace. And you know, Joseph, never at any time will you find Joseph whimpering and crying because of this situation. Because even though he had a lot to fear, he never let fear cause him to become a prisoner of his own mind. When he was sold into slavery, would anyone have thought that he would become a trusted advisor to the king of Egypt? Joseph even spent some time in prison, in the prisons of Egypt, before he was even set free. But he said to his brothers later on, "What do you mean? What you meant for evil, God meant for good." Dr. Martin Luther King made the statement, and the statement was this: "I have a dream." A book was written.
A fancy coat, brand new house that shines by fall. You may live to be 100 years old, but if you have not been saved, it all ends with the grave. For I want us to be together in heaven.
This song out to Ruby Dixon and Glenna Brown. And I was thinking about Bob and Evelyn Guy. I hope they're doing well and listening to the broadcast this morning. I want to do this song especially for y'all. Martha doing "I Want Us to Be Together in Heaven." Sound awfully, awfully pretty. I want us to be together in heaven. Heaven is going to be a beautiful place. There'll be no dying. There'll be no crying, no sadness, no sorrow. It'll be a place of peace, joy, and love. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, the only name whereby we can be saved. You said through and by the name of Jesus, if we confess his name and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved. And I'm preaching to a lot of people out there, a lot of people who go to different churches. But Father, I've never had a denominational problem. It's ever whosoever will, let them come, you said, and drink from the waters of life freely. And I trust today that their soul has reached into the fountain of love and drink from that fountain, Father, that never runs dry. I thank you for my listening audience. I pray for the sick. I pray for those who are shut in. I pray that they're planning right now to send an offering to the broadcast as we're getting ready to go out of this year into a brand new year. Christmas is just right around the corner. So, Lord, we're praying that they're planning on doing that. So we thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, neighbor, I do hope you're planning on giving us something on the help us this year. And I don't want to go through another year in debt. I am a little bit behind. People have not responded as they ought to. But anyhow, Christmas is coming, so you put something to believe in on your Christmas list, because we reach a lot of people, and a lot of people we never know about, sinners and backsliders, people that have given up on Christ. And today, that's easy to do, is just turn our back on Christ because of the problems and situations. But listen, look up. If God loves you, then who can be against you? I've said that so many times. Hey, if I was fighting the devil and I was starving to death, I would tell the devil I'm only on fasting for God. I love the Lord, and I believe that all things are possible to them that will believe. So you turn your believing around and start believing. Don't doubt, but believe. Well, there's always something to believe in, and I'm glad that God gave me that theme many years ago, and I hope your heart has been blessed by it. But until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. And maybe you'd be planning on a happy and prosperous and a merry, merry Christmas. Well, goodbye, be good, and may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.